And welcome into today's audiocast for Friday, January 25th, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Today's audiocast is brought to you by Aviation Safety. And we're speaking today with Charles Stites, Executive Director of Able Flight, based in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, whose mission, unique mission, is using aviation to transform the lives of people with disabilities. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Mike. Good to be with you today.
Appreciate you taking the time for us today. And I had a news flash that came across my desk. Cessna becomes a major sponsor of Able Flight. And I wanted to explore that a little bit and just also find out more about your unique opportunities that you have over there. Now, I guess to start off, how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, Able Flight was founded in June of 2006, so we're about a little over a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm. And you guys assist people with disabilities to take flight training, correct?
Yeah, what we are actually is a scholarship organization. So we, by raising funds to support the scholarship fund, provide an opportunity for people to get training for the sport pilot level in light sport aircraft.
Well, that is pretty cool. Now, tell us about what types of disabilities do some of your scholarship winners have and what kind of challenges are they overcoming?
It really varies a lot. We've never put a limit on it. We, you know, people apply and then we look at their circumstance. And I'll speak a little bit more about the application process in a minute, if that's okay.
But sure.
Of the 12 scholarships we've awarded so far, I think 8 people use wheelchairs. We have 2 wounded veterans, both wounded in Iraq. We have a person with cerebral palsy, one with a congenital birth defect. So it really varies quite a bit.
So you have arranged for special aircraft to assist them, for them to use?
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the wonderful things that happened with light sport aircraft, that one of the manufacturers in Italy that manufactures the SkyAero 600 LSA created an option for people that use wheelchairs to fly the airplane entirely by hand. And that's an option that's installed at the factory. It's a really cool one, and the airplane can be used either way, with or without that, and the reconfiguration only takes about 30 seconds. So that handles the needs of people that use wheelchairs, people with a paralysis. For other folks, we just look at what airplane would be suitable for them. For example, we have someone right now training, and he has a cerebral palsy. He has a problem with his right hand and arm. And we discovered that there was the Zodiac. Hope the Zodiac folks will excuse me if I get this wrong, but I believe that's the 601 SP light sport aircraft. And he can fly that one from the right seat with the throttle position in the middle. And so he's actually training right now in that airplane and sits in the right seat. So we just look for which of the light sport aircraft are suitable for a person's particular needs. And we don't own any airplanes. We send people to flight schools, existing flight schools, that are interested in working with us.
Now, do they have just a regular instructor, or do they have to be a special kind of instructor for that?
Well, it's any light sport instructor. Sport pilot rule instructor. But we think they're special because, in a different way, because these folks have really gotten involved in the training and enjoy working with the students. And there's a thing that I like to tell the flight instructors when they're going to get an Able Flight scholarship winner, and that is you're going to get one of the best students that you've had. They're going to be highly motivated. They come prepared because they do their ground school in advance. They come with the money because Able Flight's paying for it, so
right.
That takes that issue out of it. And typically, they'll come for a stay of about 4 to 5 weeks where that flight training is their priority. That's their main thing. And so they're not distracted by day-to-day things like, unfortunately, jobs or those things that, you know, just interfere with our schedules. In terms of flight training, that is the main thing. So flight instructors are finding that when the folks come on that basis, they do very well, and they go through the course pretty quickly.
Well, I would imagine that the flight instructor, in addition to the student, has a special sense of accomplishment helping them work through this.
I get wonderful phone calls. I get these phone calls from flight instructors who are so excited when a person solos or gets their certificate or just has a great lesson. And they thank Able Flight for giving them this opportunity when it's really us that should be thanking them. Some of our flight instructors are volunteers at a couple of locations. Others are not, but across the board, they see this as a real opportunity for them to help give something back to aviation, because that's why they got into aviation, because they loved it, and now they're seeing someone else come through it with a real love and a passion for it, and having to meet a challenge of some sort as they're doing it. So it is very rewarding for the flight instructors.
Opportunities that just weren't there a few years ago. Now, whose brainchild was this?
Well, I try not to take too much credit. I did found AvaFlight, but we are an organization of volunteers that have done wonderful work to make this happen, and the sponsors, too. AvaFlight came about because my background as an aviation writer and photographer brought me into contact with an English publication that I write for, and I saw an article in there about a young woman who had been injured, horribly injured, in the terror bombings in London. I think that was July of 2005.
Right.
And how a British organization had given her a scholarship to learn to fly. And this woman had lost, I think, one leg and part of another. And only a year after the bombings, she had become a private pilot, or she was in training. And that's a really wonderful program. It's a fascinating program. They've been doing it for 20 years over there. So as a writer, I thought, I'll find out who's doing this in the United States and write an article about them. And I discovered there really wasn't a national organization set up to do this kind of thing. And I guess, you know, my initial response was, that's too bad. Missed a good opportunity for an article. And then about a week later, it came to me that a number of things were coming together in the United States that would really give us an opportunity for this. The sport pilot rule that only requires a driver's license, medical. Many people with disabilities drive a car with an unrestricted license. So that took care of the medical issues. The adapted airplane that I mentioned earlier, the Sky Arrow, would work for all the folks that we might be helping that have paralysis. And then, of course, I had made a lot of contacts in the aviation community, and I thought these are people I can go to for support, to serve on the board of AvaFlight, to put up the funds, the initial funds, and to become sponsors. And so, actually, within a week or two of hearing about the other about the English organization, AvaFlight was incorporated, a board was being assembled, the IRS paperwork was being submitted, and all of that just went through so quickly. It seemed like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
And within 6 months, we awarded our first two scholarships, and now, since December of 2006, have awarded 12.
Have any of your scholarship winners become licensed pilots already?
Yes, we have two already. The training began, the first person began in February of 2006, but it really kicked off about June 2007. And we very quickly had two people get licensed. We have another one who is due to take his check ride any day. We have two people in training right now, with two set to start in June. Another one actually is going to start the end of February. Another thing we're very excited about is we discovered that there were people out there that had already been licensed as private pilots who then had an injury that left them with a disability. And so we have already gotten one of these guys back into the air and just awarded the scholarship to another one. He's a former airline pilot. He's an ATP. Used to fly an A-10 in the Air Force. And here's a guy who had to quit flying because of an injury that left him paralyzed, and now he's discovered that he can fly as a sport pilot, and there's an adapted airplane that will accommodate his needs. So that's something that, you know, we're able to do this with less scholarship funds, obviously. These are already licensed pilots. But we get people back into the air as well. That's a whole new avenue.
Wow. That's just wonderful. Well, let's plug Cessna. Now, am I understanding that they are a major supporter of yours, even though you don't fly their airplanes?
Well, that's right, and I think that speaks to something that we found, how people in the aviation community have responded to the whole idea of AvaFlight and its mission. Cessna came on board last year as one of our first sponsors and made a good, solid contribution through a sponsorship, even though we don't use their airplanes, and although we hope in the future we'll be using their new LSA, I'm sure it's going to be suitable for some people. And then when they're initial year was up, we went back to them and said, look, you know, here's our story for this year. Here's what we did with your money. Of course, we keep them informed. When we asked them, do you want to step up to the highest level sponsorship, what we call a platinum level, they quickly said yes. And so that puts them up there with other companies, such as Bombardier, the folks who make their jets, Challengers, Global Express, Jet Aviation, a huge FBO firm that's based in Geneva and has significant facilities here in the United States. King Schools, who donates a full training package to every Able Flight Scholarship winner, ConocoPhillips, an oil company, Hansen Air Group. They're the ones who import this adapted airplane, the Sky Arrow. And from the very beginning, they've been super supportive. The Hansens are a flying family, and they just jumped into this thing. They donated more than 100 hours of flight instruction last year to Able Flight. And they're located just outside of Atlanta, so it's a great training location. It gives people training in complex airspace. And then a company called Dunlap Muller, which is they sell lubrication products out in the Philadelphia area, and they heard about us through somebody they know who's a scholarship winner and decided they wanted to come on board at that level. So we're very excited about that.
Now tell us about the application process. Where do you start?
If a potential applicant or someone interested visits ableflight.org, our website, on the scholarship page, there's a downloadable application form. It's actually two of them. One says full scholarship and one is mini scholarship. And the mini is designed for folks like the private pilots who want to return to flying. It just takes a little bit less time to fill out. The other one is pretty basic. It just asks for information, you know, background information. It asks for some reference letters and an essay. The only medical information we want is just a statement from a doctor that is the nature of the disability and how it affects the person. We do not want medical records or anything like that. Fill the application out, send it in. We have an initial review. For the people that make that first cut, we arrange for an in-person interview, and if it's convenient, I'll do it or one of the other Able Flight board members. If not, we'll ask for a pilot friend in that area to do it so the person doesn't have to travel for the interview. Then after a review of that, we make our selections. Once a person is selected, we work with their schedule and the flight school schedule based on the needs of that person for a particular airplane. And our scholarships cover ground and flight training, all testing, all books and manuals, travel and lodging. So basically everything but food.
That's wonderful, Charles. I've enjoyed learning more about this. And that's website again is www.ableflight.org.
That's correct, Mike.
Charles Stites, Executive Director of Able Flight. Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
It was great to talk to you.
Comments on today's audiocast, welcome at audionews@appweb.com. Today's report was sponsored by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.